This program originally aired in 2002.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Lenore Raphael, one of the finest pianists on the jazz scene today. Her biggest influences are Oscar Peterson, Art Tatum, and Thelonious Monk, but she has developed her own swinging style, bringing her own individual ideas into play. Lenore, hi, how are you?
Hi, Marian, good. I'm terrific.
It's nice to see you after all this long time.
Well, thank you. It's been a while, but it's a pleasure to be here today,
well,
really.
It's great to have you.
Thank you.
You grew up in New York, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Born and raised in the Bronx.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And whose idea was it that you would go to the School for the Performing Arts?
It was kind of a toss-up. At the time, I was in the seventh grade. I was in the art class. And I had been playing the piano for years, and it was a question of whether to go for music or art. And I opted for music, and my teacher wouldn't talk to me after that because she said, you should have gone for art.
Well, you probably could do both, but for all of us, it's a good thing that you switched to piano because it's great to have you on the scene.
Well, thank you.
And what would be even nicer would be if you would play something.
Sure, sure.
What would you like to do?
I'm old-fashioned.
Is that the tune or a statement?
Both. I relate to this tune, I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
You picked one of my favorite tunes, and it's funny. I'm glad you chose that one because I haven't played it for a long time, and I think I sort of wind up playing the same 10 tunes, and then I suddenly hear somebody play a tune I used to play, and it becomes fresh in my mind again.
Well, I think, I do the same thing. It's just some whatever tunes really appeal to you, and, of course, each time you play them, you find something new to like in the tune. So I'm kind of guilty of that myself, I must say. And each time it's different anyway.
Well, people ask me, I don't know how you feel about this, do you like playing solo or with a group or with a big band? What do you prefer?
Honestly, I prefer playing with a trio because it's nice to free up the left hand and just do some really thick voicings,
Yeah, that's true. But on the other hand, I guess I like solo playing for certain things, which you mean you can change key and you don't have to tell the bass player I'm going into F sharp or something
that's
like
true.
That.
And take more chances, too.
And take more chances, yeah. Well, sure. I think we always have to take chances. I think that's part of the music, don't you? Well, let's take a chance on Darn That Dream. I would love to hear you play that.
Thank you.
It's another tune that I like a lot. Thank you. Boy, that's really pretty, Lenore.
Thank you.
I really like that a lot. How do you choose tunes to do? I mean, you know, when you're going to put a show together for a club or something, how do you organize things?
Well, I try to vary the tempos, obviously. You know, I don't want to do too many things the same tempo, the same way. And with each tune, I try to set up a mood, something that, you know, connects to the tune I'm going to play. And so I'll vary. I'll start out with maybe a medium tempo blues, and then I'll go into an up-tempo bebop thing and then a ballad and just, you know, things. But mostly it's tunes that appeal to me, tunes that I've been playing all my life.
Did you study the classics?
Yes. Yes.
And you still play classics?
Well, I stopped playing classical music when I conquered Rhapsody in Blue. That was the last thing I learned.
Oh, well, you know, I did the same thing.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear you conquered it. I don't think I ever did. I had played it with several orchestras. Uh-huh. Did you ever do that?
No, I never had that. I did the solo version, 18 pages.
My goodness. Well, I played the whole thing. And, I mean, I loved doing it, but it was really hard. I would be worrying about a memory slip, and you can't just you can't just turn to the bass player and say play a solo.
you can't wing it.
Have to go inexorably on. So finally, I got too nervous. I gave up. But I mean, you do have to have good chops to play that thing. So,
yes,
and you
especially
do have
the
good
part
chops.
Where the notes are, you know, repeated so quickly.
Yeah.
But that was my last classical piece. Yeah, though actually I've been going back lately to Bach, the two-part inventions.
Well, they're so wonderful for your hands, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I got a book of list exercises for the piano. And it sounds, they look simpler than they sound, but what you have to do, it strengthens each finger individually. So what you have to do is play the whole first five notes of the pentatonic scale and hold two down while you move the other three. It's not as easy.
Show me.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. It's like you play them all at once.
Yeah.
And then while you're holding the two dot bottom notes, you're playing the three top ones.
And the other. I remember I used to do that with Bach, with something else. I don't even want to think about it because, boy.
Yeah. It's not
but
as
it's
easy
great.
As it sounds.
Right. Glad you're doing that. No wonder you sound so alive and full of vigor.
Well, thank you.
Well, you know, it's about time you and I would have a go at a duet, and I would really love that. And what could we do? Some bebop or something?
Yeah, how about Billy's Bounce?
That's a good one.
Okay.
It's funny, Billy's Bounce, it's one of those tunes that's always good, those little riffs.
Yeah,
and
In essence of bebop, I guess, huh?
Well, you know, I always think with tunes like that, you could show up in any town or any country, even Afghanistan, find somebody that could play that tune.
Yeah.
You know what would be nice would be if we'd played another duet. Mm-hmm. What would you think we could do?
How about Stella by Starlight?
That's a great tune, and I have one terrific memory of that being in the Hickory House and having the guy that wrote it, Victor Young, come in and sit there, and that sort of made me quite nervous, but it was so nice because he sent me up a note telling me how much he liked my arrangement. And I'm such a sentimental soul. I still have the note in my files somewhere.
Yeah, those are priceless moments, I think, when you, the composer comes and says, you know, I really liked what you did with the song.
Well, let's do it.
Okay.
What key will we do it
in? B-flat?
B-flat?
Yes.
Fine with me. Just like we knew what we were doing.
I think we did.
It's really kind of a shame. This always happens. We run out of time. And when I'm having such a good time, and I hope you are.
Yes, I really am.
It's been great to have you here today.
Thank you. It's really been fun.
So, well, come up with something good for the last tune. I mean, you're into Monk. You recorded a lot of Monk tunes.
Yes.
Got one that we could wind up with?
Well, this is one of his, I guess, one of his more well-known blues called Blue Monk.
And that's one of his more straight-ahead things. He gets pretty quirky.
Yes.
And I love this one. Well, let's do Blue Monk.
Good.
And by the way, thank you for being here. And we'll... Hope Monk is listening.
I think he is.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.